Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so prayerful that you are always receiving more inspiration, motivation, discipline to be ever more deliberately intentional and intensely intentional in walking in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are is this point of the presence of the Absolute. I am very, very grateful, very thankful, and my heart is full because I have grown so much, matured so much in the context of these 21 years that I am walking as one who knows the blessedness in being and one who has been in service so that we are all realizing to ever greater depths and ever greater heights of the blessedness that we are each experiencing with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. The issue for us now is to be in a place and space where we're realizing just how phenomenal we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. So to realize to be supremely intelligent is the gift. And to be in a place where we realize that by virtue of absolute and supreme intelligence, we were divinely designed and designed divinely, and 90% of what we have access to in terms of what's available to us as food is not food for us in terms of what promotes and facilitates optimum cellular functioning in this, in these divinely designed and designed divinely bodies, which should be serving as vehicles and vessels for the supreme intelligence to have personality, individuations, and expression by virtue of the lineages that we represent, and to realize that we are all gifted to the planet for the purpose of self-actualizing, self-realizing, consciously harmonizing with the will of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are fulfilling destiny. We are being resubstantiated, harmonized, and fulfilling destiny as those ones who care to be continued in existence as conscious immortals. And so where we apply our attention consistently over time lays foundation for the kind of choices that we're making or not. We each have been gifted the day, which is an eternal now moment. And we've been given the freedom of will to determine where we focus our attention. But because there are those who really are vying for our attention, and that they are in a place and space where they may not ever have our best interests at heart, then it matters that we each have our own best interests at heart, and to know that it's always going to be towards our wholeness, towards our wellness, towards our being in a consistent, progressive state of unfoldment and cultivation, the core truth of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we are functioning supremely intelligently. And to realize that intelligence doesn't kill itself, it doesn't undermine itself, it doesn't undermine any of its own, particularly when we are really here to serve the purposes of life. There is no one that has been purposed in existence to be the perpetrators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. There are no ones who have been granted purpose by the intelligence of existence to undermine its will and to undermine its way and to be in a place and space where we are literally outside of the order that we should be attending to. In terms of what it is we're reaching for, exalting a full effort and a full life's urge in our living to be in a point and place where it truly matters to us to fulfill destiny, to walk in the light of the truth of who we are as these points of its own very presence, to unfold and to mature as real wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages of people and real men, the progenitor of lineages of people, so that in this now moment, as men and women, or as male and female, when we were typed male and female in our mother's wombs, we were destined to become men and wombed men. We were destined to become fathers and mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great grandmothers and great grandfathers and great 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 grandmothers and great 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 grandfathers and whatnot, on behalf of the ones that we've come through, our grandmothers and grandfathers and great grandmothers and great grandfathers and the great great grandmothers and the great great grandfathers. We are the bridge between those that we have come through, those who are with us, those that we didn't allow to come, those who've come through us, and those who've yet to come. But to be in a place and space where we are a detriment to ourselves puts us in a place where it doesn't matter who's in the office over here or there, because you're out of your own freaking mind. You understand, in the sense that you're not attuning to that which is destiny. You're not attuning to that which is truly your birthright. You're not remembering whose you are, why you are, or attuning to that which is the greatness of yourself. And multiply that times millions of people or billions of people, then you have exactly what we see upon the planet is a people who are destined to be exodus from the planet. You understand? Because one, there's purpose in existence. Now, those ones who took responsibility for giving us an orientation as to what destiny actually is, or what success in life is, or what fulfillment in life actually is, those ones should have taken a responsibility to figure out what the purpose in being actually is. Otherwise, they should have left us the hell alone. You understand? Because if you don't know the will of existence, then you don't know the people. You understand? But I can guarantee you that we were not born to be enslaved to someone else's appetites and desires and fantasies and all of that. That's not the will of God. That's distortion and dysfunction that is personified and individuated itself to take responsibility as if they're the gods of the universe. And the only way that they have power and authority in anything is because the people themselves have lost their purpose, have stepped outside of the order of their own being, have put themselves in a place and space where they can be subdued and subjugated and dominated and hoodwinked and bamboozled by a people who have figured out a way to undermine the people, have them anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, violating, and whatnot, so that they are incapable and unresponsive to that which is their duty, obligation, and responsibility to protect themselves, to be in a place where they have an understanding and an understanding that every intelligence of being exalts a full effort in its living. It does nothing to undermine itself. It knows its food. It excretes its waste. It knows its kind. It perpetuates itself. And it has a way of responding when it senses that its life is being threatened. Because the nature of all intelligence is that it longs and loves its freedom. But then you have these ones that come along and the only thing they want to do is capture everything, subdue everything, subjugate, dominate, violate. You understand? Capture and incarcerate. You understand? So our vulnerability and susceptibility to that kind of an agenda is evident because we feed the way that they feed. Now, if you and we realize that we're divinely designed and designed divinely, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are exalting a full effort in our living, that we realize that we cannot be a house divided against ourselves and truly stand, so that we have to realize that our first line of defense when we are being warred against, and we are being warred against, is to do nothing to undermine ourselves. And to come to a point in place where you realize that wearing masks and covering your nose, whether you're riding bikes or walking, you're in the car by yourself, I mean, you're in the park, you're outside, but then you're masked, or muzzled is the better word. You understand? So now we're in a place and space where you have to figure out, who in the hell are you paying attention to? Are you really honoring that which beats your heart and breeds you? But then the reality of it is for those who've been feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificial colors and artificial flavors and then stuffing glue down their throats with the pancakes, the waffles, the donuts, the pastries, all of that. And those are the ones who would really be vulnerable to what Simon says, because they've been doing what Simon says the entire time. You understand? But that is the evidence of the pandemic that we've already been under in terms of the idiocy, not the COVIDiocy, the idiocy, the stupidity of following those who do not have your best interests at heart and not exalting a full effort in being able to exalt a full effort in your living. You understand? But to feel the free will to be enslaved to appetites and desires that literally rob you of your life force, that put you in a place and space where the greatest gift that you have is your life. The greatest gift that you have is your breath. The greatest gift that you have is the divine design and your capacity to be in the integrity of the one that you are as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, or a child of God, a son of God, a light of God, and to have the vehicle and vessel that is the body, and now the opportunity to clear, cleanse, purify, renew, rebirth, regenerate, rejuvenate, revitalize, and be revivified so that we stand as a resurrected people. But then y'all got to be kicking and screaming to your greatness because you don't want to be great. I don't get that. But to be proficient, some of you want to be proficient in whatever area of talent. You know, you play your music, your instruments really, really good. You dance really good. You do all of those things you really do really, really well. But then you're still feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pussy meat of cows, and all of this stuff. And then you're having casual sex with people who are eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pussy meat of cows, and all of this bacteria and organisms and worms and parasites that you are sharing with each other. But they're not airborne. They're not just flying out your mouth, but they are being absorbed into your finer tissues in the vagina and the penis and whatnot. But y'all continue to do that kind of stuff, but then you're talking about practicing social distancing, are you? I'm just saying, we need to be in a place and space where we are literally consciously realizing the way the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning, so that no matter how much education we have, how much money we have, how much travel and experience and know-how and proficiency we have in any area of talent, we are not thinking to create a system and a society that is literally a life-exalting culture. But now we are immersed in that which is literally a death culture. How do we know? Because death is slated to be the unavoidable, unescapable eventuality, destiny, fate of what it is to be alive. But when we really take the time to really think and realize that the earth is as big as a period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of this universe that we're in, and that the end that we're in is eternity already, we've come from another point of eternity to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. And then not have an orientation towards being in the divinity of existence itself. Not realizing that the God is in the air. It's everywhere. It is totally encompassing. It's ever present, never absent. It is the fullness of all there is as existence itself. It is that which has divinely designed us to be vehicles and vessels of the expression of its will, its way, its light, its love, its peace, its poise, its power, its potency. And to be in progression, in a conscious evolutionary unfoldment as immortal beings directly. But where we don't care to be realigned and reconciled and harmonized with the will of existence and the intelligence of existence, then we will not accomplish what we have no intention to do. Now, rethinking everything, and people, individual ones, coming to that place and space where we realize duty, obligation, and responsibility in self-preservation and self-care and loving self and honoring self in taking good care of self, and to realize that there is literally only one self. Myself, yourself, himself, herself, itself, self is God. God being the good, God being that which has everything in everybody's best interest at heart, because it is the interest and it is the heart of everything and everybody. It is the eye that truly sees. And to think that we can focus on a political system that is out of alignment with the will of existence itself, and that you can just vote for these ones who have not ever spoken to that which needs to be addressed, is just distraction. Distraction from where your real personal power and authority and responsibility, duty and obligation actually lies with you, in the way that you're thinking and consciously caring to love the Creator, love that which beats your heart with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might and all of your soul, to come to a point and place where you are feeling the degree of care to truly honor the lineages that you represent, that we call mother and father and grandmother and grandfather and great-grandmother and great-grandfather and all of those ones whose names we will never know, but to consciously care to realize that there is greatness that is already with us, that there's greatness that is already in us. And to care to be great. Great enough to not be a detriment to yourself and to your lineages. But because of the behavior modification that has taken place with all of the chemicals in that garbage that they call food. How do we know it's garbage? Because it's creating so much waste in the system, so much obesity, so much diabetes, so much sickness, so much illness, so much disease. Your food should be facilitating optimum cellular functioning. Our food is really oxygen. It is really the air. It is really the sunshine. It is really the greenery and all of what we see when we look outside of ourselves. And the love that has us all interconnected, just like all the trees are interconnected between within the earth itself. For us to realize that we could not outthink the intelligence of existence. You can't outlive it, outlast it, outplan it, outlove it. So let's harmonize with it. And in order to really be harmonized with it, you've got to really clear your violations, clear that shame and that game and that guilt and all of that which has whittled away at your degrees of self-worth and self-deservedness, that you don't feel divine, you don't feel well. Because there is so much waste in your body. We call it extra weight. But being in a place and space where we realize that we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that are living on a biospheric intergalactic spaceship, and these bodies are designed perfectly for this journey in this realm of eternity. In the realm of temporality and corporality and materiality, there is spiritual law that is still ever abounding, that we are accountable and responsible for harmonizing and attuning to. If we care to really live, if we care to live in the degrees of liberation and love and joy and delight and happiness and peace and poise and power and prosperity and integrity and high ethic and morality and all of the things that allow us to truly be a glory and an honor to the lineages that we represent. But where you don't care, then you won't accomplish, because we have already been filled with all of this pus and mucus and chemical and rot of cows and pigs and chickens and turkeys and hens and whatnot. So you, even those ones who are continually feeding that way, in the midst of, in light of, and in spite of what they call a coronavirus, you've got so much virus and bacteria in your body, you can't even name them all. You understand why are they going to demonize the coronavirus? I'm just going to pick one out of at least 24, 25 different viruses and bacteria that are alive in your body, replicating and duplicating themselves. See, that's the nature of intelligence, is they're intelligent enough to exalt a full effort in their own living. You understand, they're intelligent enough to be able to take your waste and make it food for them and then give them enough life force and life energy where they will lay eggs and perpetuate themselves and leave their waste in your body temple, in your bloodstream. You understand, then you don't realize why you can't get rid of your high blood pressure. And so we have to realize that being socialized in a death culture where sickness, illness, disease, and death has become multi-trillion-dollar industry, and that the people, from the babies to the toddlers to the children to the pubescents, the adolescents, the teenagers, the maturing ones and the older ones and the oldest ones and whatnot, are all commodity within a death culture. And they have their tables of for the insurance companies and whatnot, and they're kind of placing wager on how long you're going to live and if you smoke and if you do this. And now those ones have invested so much money. They invested in the slavery, they invested in the oil, they invested in the sugar, they invested in the tobacco, they invested in the meats and the beef and the turkeys and all of that. So every time you're buying all of that, you're supporting the great-great-grandsons of the ones that enslaved and beaten, captured and marginalized, and you know, these are their businesses. I'm just saying, why give these people another freaking dime? To your own detriment. So the wisdom that we should be caring enough to claim and attain, to be ever more intensely intentional in acquiring that, more so than the paper. You understand? So whether it's the paper currency, or whether it's the paper that is the stocks and the bonds, or if it's the stock options or whatever, it's either computer digits or it's paper, but it is not beating your heart and it is not breathing you. You understand? And it does not really substantiate the quality of person that you are. You understand? So money don't make you. The intelligence of existence that is the real foundation of all the wealth and all the riches and all of that which is the abundance of everything good and godly and whole is what you have direct access to. You don't have to whore for it. You don't have to pimp for it. You don't have to slave for it. You don't even have to be employed to participate with it. But you do have to breathe, and you do have to care. To really clear, cleanse, purify, renew, rebirth, regenerate, rejuvenate, revitalize, and revivify. How in the hell could y'all be listening to me all of these years and then not be doing this work? And so I'm the one to encourage you to realize that wherever you are in this now moment, whatever the prognosis, whatever diagnosis, whatever the issue that has crystallized in your tissues, it is completely reversible. But you, in your right mind, have to consciously care to literally be in your right mind, your right alignment with life itself, to understand how to use the laws, how to exalt a full effort in your living, how to come to a point and place where you are literally caring, forgiving, merciful, masterful, in consciously not allowing anything to pull you off your point and center of gratitude and thanksgiving for being this one that you are within the context of this absolute and divine intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. We will never have anything greater than we are and who we already are. There is no amount of money, no matter how fine the paper, the ink, or the image that's printed upon it, no matter how fine the coins, you understand, how many coins and the metal from which it's been minted, you could put it all together and it does not have the value of one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. And so the real gift that we've been given, that is more valuable than all the silver and all the gold and all the paper and all of the other stuff, is the gift of life, the gift of breath. For those ones who continue to push an agenda of a farce that they call coronavirus that is just manifesting in the tissues of people as a result of how much pus and mucus they have been consuming over years. It has nothing to do with the virus. It has everything to do with what they are consuming consistently over time that literally is not food for an oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, consistently regenerating, rejuvenating, vital system of organized intelligence that is the truth of our bodies and the spirit that is like vapor in it. We are these points of an absolute and supreme presence, and to be supremely present in it as it, to live purposefully, to exalt it, to be mindful of duty, obligation, and responsibility to lay a greater foundation for the ones who've come through us and those who are yet to come. There is no office that can be vied for selection that is greater than just being the one that you are. Say, we are our own presidents, and we are our own secretaries, and we are our own treasurers, and you understand? So as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, the business that we are completely enveloped in is the business of life, the business of living, and every business should support life. Every objective should support life. Every occupation and preoccupation should support life. Everyone that is one in a body that has been gifted heartbeat and bloodstream should be exalting life. There are no systems of oppression that should be and will be able to be continued in existence, because the corporate deities of death and the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood is just not sustainable. So you have to care enough to get in right now where you fit in and do the inner work of your clearing, your cleansing, your purification, your consecration, because your body, designed intelligently by the intelligence of existence that blazes that sun, that has the world spinning, it knows how to facilitate its own healing, provided that you are not interfering and creating blockage and obstruction. But those ones who would have you in a place and space where you're anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, hoodwinked, and bamboozled to the degree to which you are now complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with your own oppression. They love you in that condition because they can tell you anything. And you're seeing the social manipulation where the ones that you thought were really conscious and conscientious, you're seeing exactly where they are now. You understand? Living in fear. Following the bozos, you understand, and coming to a point in place where you are literally a detriment to yourself and everyone else. And I'm saying now is our time to rise. Now is our time to come to a point in place where we would care to be facilitating the progression of us as a humanity of people, and to know that each one of us, it's not just each one teach one. Each one of us can touch millions of people. You understand, the issue is, do you care to walk in the integrity, to be freed from inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy, where you are walking with high ethic and high morality and consistent harmonization with the divinity of your being as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For the 21 years that I have been on these airwaves, I have been talking about this same thing. For the 21 years prior to that, when I got into this city, I have been exalting the same thing. 42 years now where vegetarianism and plant-based is trending. 40-some years of being out of order, 50-some years of being out of order, 60-some years of being out of order. It's not just about changing your diet. It's about committing to living and to consciously caring, to being a glory to the lineages that you represent, or to be able to get off the planet as a living being. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. This is Adama. I'm so grateful and so thankful for 21 years over these airwaves, and give thanks that I am always, whether I'm on the airwaves or not, always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, to remind us of how absolutely blessed we each are to be the ones that we are, but also knowing that it's not easy to accept the divinity of being these ones, because we have been tainted, we've been messed with, we have been tampered with. And so feeling divine on the inside when your cells are oppressed with the sludge that comes from all of this stuff that they call food, and for all of the messengers, for all of the ministers and the preachers and the pastors and the motivational speakers and the metaphysicians and all of these teachers, none of them have really joined us or allowed us to understand the 360 degrees of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency that we should have when we realize that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that God is not out there, over there, over there, out there, Jah's over here, Allah's over there, Jehovah's over here, whatever. But no, the intelligence of existence is all there is as existence itself, and it's gifted us so much of itself. But if we don't care to be intelligent, if we don't care to really self-actualize, self-realize, and to be harmonized with the will of existence and the intelligence of existence, then we will, in actuality and factuality, miss ourselves in the midst of being in the presence of the divinity of ourselves, but we're ignoring it. And so for where we are now requires us to really care, to come to a place where we are accepting the reality that our right response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide is to do nothing to undermine ourselves. But if you're not accepting the divinity of how divinely you were designed and made to be able to be a vehicle and vessel of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, then you may just feel as though, you know, you can just master the different levels of proficiency. You know, we have the dancers, we have the drummers, we have the musicians, we have the movie stars, the entertainers, the ball players, everybody. You know, the world lauds and applauds and pays those who become proficient in whatever area of talent. But the issue is that we've seen so many who become so proficient in whatever area of talent they become proficient in still die. Die with sickness, illness, disease, impoverishment, lack, with all kinds of issues. And I'm just saying is that there was instruction that we were given, and we were not told to follow those ones who don't have our best interests at heart. We weren't told to do every freaking thing that they do the way that they do it in order to be a free people. You understand? But we think that our freedom is just the will to be wrong. Our freedom is just being able to do what they do. Our freedom is being able to do whatever the hell we want to do, regardless of how right it is or who it harms. But we're harming our children with the breakfast cereals and the cow's milk and the cheese and the pizzas and whatnot, because we're not designed to consume it. But because we have been misled and miseducated and religiously trained and socially marginalized and anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, I mean, we have to really see and understand that men, or those who want to be referred to as men, don't feel like they're real men unless they're toxic. They have to smoke, they have to get high, they have to drink alcoholic beverages, they have to have freedom and license to lay it over here and lay over there and lay over here. You understand? And I'm just saying is that that's the ditches and valleys of degradation. That is not walking in the light of the truth of the supreme intelligence that one actually is, as this point of the presence of an absolute and supreme presence. To be supremely present means that we are walking in a high ethic and we are rightly aligned and attuned to the degrees of love that allow us to create, maintain, sustain, facilitate, and cultivate real relationships, love relationships, marriages, relationships with our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and laying proper foundation for children. But it's very difficult to bring children into the world when you have been eating TV dinners and pot pies and microwaving and fast food and all of that, and then be able to have a healthy childbirth. These children are coming into the world already damaged, coming into a point and place where you are having to submit to hospitals. We really have been so misaligned with the intelligence of our beings that we're going to people who don't have any regard or respect or any love for us to facilitate one of the most precious times of our lives when we give birth. You understand, to have the hands of strangers on you as opposed to you knowing how. You understand? See, these are the gifts that we should have, particularly as women, and particularly as women of color, that now is our time to come to a point and place where we're reclaiming and realigning and stepping into the stature of what it is to be real women. You understand? But to be a real woman means that you are not going to just be whoring over here and whoring over there and dropping it like it's hot and feeling over here and giving men putting all kinds of money down. You understand? I'm just saying that's what you do to generate money, but that's the evidence of your not having developed yourself to the degree to which your natural gifts, talents, skills, and abilities are in full expression, because the will of existence is always in exalting the light, the love, the wisdom, the truth, the peace, the poise, the power, and the potency, so that years from now, when we are grandmothers and great-grandmothers and great-great-grandmothers, your great-great-grandchildren are going to say, look at grandma, she had her legs wide open. Oh, grandma, she can drop it like it's hot. You understand? I'm just saying is that when we look at pictures of our great-grandmothers and great-great-grandfathers and great-great-them, they weren't all like that. They weren't loose as goose and all of that. They weren't like that. We have to care. Because if we're not caring for ourselves, if we're not doing that which allows us to have grace and protection in a time where we are being warred against, and when other ones think that the enemy is something that you can't see, right? It's a germ, it's a virus, it's a bacteria, but your body is filled with a plethora of germs, bacteria, organisms, worms, parasites, from all the rotting pigs and cows and chickens and turkeys and all of that. And I'm just saying, we have to reemphasize it, because it's not a conversation that you're hearing these ones talk about. You understand? Now, you can go on the CDC's website and they'll give you a whole list of all of the pathogens and organisms that are in the rotting flesh, which is why they were trying to irradiate it all. They say, oh, well, let's irradiate it. Let's poison it so that we can kill all the pathogens. And then we're going to give them poison meat with dead pathogens in it. You understand? I'm just saying, this is just really crazy. Why? Because the children of God, the intelligence of existence, should not be feeding from the grave. Or turning the body temple, which is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, into cemeteries for rotting pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens, and realizing that this is the foundation of the pandemic that was already in full expression prior to them creating this farce called coronavirus, so that they can push their initiative of the COVID-19, which is for a certificate of vaccination and whatnot, for something that they created in 2019 to issue now, and then have you all in a position where you think that you got the lesser of two evils now, but these ones are masking. So you ain't gonna follow the ones who's putting on masks, are you, really? And they're going to be trying to mandate. I'm just saying that these people really don't have the right by absolute law to determine that you should be disconnected from that which is breathing you. You understand? But then they got the cigarettes, they got the tobacco, they got the black and miles, they got all of these things that undermine your life force, and it's legal. You understand? So I'm just saying, if the people or the government had your best interests at heart, these things would not be legal on the market. You understand? But it's multi-trillion dollar business, but you all have invested in your death. But then there are those who've invested in your death. And you're not really the profiteers behind it. You've not invested in the cigarette industry. You're smoking the cigarettes. You're smoking the Black and Milds, but you're not getting any profit from it. There are those who are getting profit from it. But it's still delusion into thinking that you can come into and maintain yourself by profiting off of the sickness, the illness, the disease, the death of other ones. And so, oh, well, I was multimillionaire. What'd you do? Serve people the flesh of dead animals? Oh, I created an industry of creating, you know, trillions of animals that could be killed all at one time. Conveyor belts, you know, you didn't even need people anymore. Just massive, just, you know, slaughter them and, you know, but a slaughterhouse can't even be a clean place. You understand? The meat industry is 90% of the global warming. That's the inconvenient truth that Al Gore couldn't tell in his movie, his documentary. But he did take you to the land where his people were growing Black Angus beef and tobacco growers and whatnot. And that's what I'm saying. Money, old money in America is from slavery, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, beef, pork, chicken. And now all of these pharmaceuticals, the pesticides, the herbicides, and all of this, which have modified our behavior to the degree to which we are not responding correctly and directly to being warred against. It used to be when the people realized that they were being warred against, the men would really strategize a system of offense or defense or whatever. Now it's the only way you can do that is if you're playing a game. You understand? You can do it as a gladiator or one who's a gladiator spectator, but you can't do it as a real man on behalf of your women and your children who are actually being warred against. You are like, yeah, take them and get them the shot. Shoot them up. You understand? I'm just saying we should be outthinking this, but because we're so misled and miseducated and religiously trained to be out of alignment with the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, and now have a belief in death. You believe you're supposed to be dying. You believe that death is the natural finality, culmination, eventuality, destiny, and fate of what it is to be alive. And I'm saying that we're already in the realm of eternity. It's not something that's coming. It is the factuality and the actuality of what is. So we've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. But that divine sacred fluid, a man will lay with somebody he don't have no commitment to, no love for, somebody he don't really know. Put his divine sacred fluid into a little sack of lambskin or rubber or whatever the toxic condoms are made out of these days. And then flush himself into the sewage with all of that is going on in there. I'm just saying is that it's very rare to really find ones who think really highly of themselves as the heirs to the kingdoms and queendoms of God, as those who have really stepped forward into the heights of themselves, to come to a point and place where we realize that we were told how to live. We really were told what to do. But under a miseducational system and a religious system that was initiated by those who were enslavers and trappers, subjugators, dominators, murderers, liars, and thieves, and then they're going to incarcerate you, right? But you ain't killing all kinds of people. These people are killing all kinds of people. I'm just saying. Plus the billions of creatures whose blood has been spilt upon this land, just saying, no, there is karmic debt that was already in full effect from the marginalization, the disenfranchisement, the subjugation of our indigenous families, and then the enslavement of our African families, and now the oppression and subjugation and domination of everybody else under the lies of feeling as though you're supposed to be eating all this protein and you're supposed to have all this carb. So the proteins are creating all this uric acid, and then you're eating all of this milk and dairy and cheese and whatnot, creating all this lactic acid. And then you're on high blood pressure meds for 10, 15, 20 years until your kidneys are so acidic that they're going to dialyze you while you're still urinating. And then they tell you not to drink more than 32 ounces of water. Don't drink much water. your kidneys are crystallizing, and then you shouldn't drink any water, but you can still have sweet tea, and you can have protein 3 times a day. Eat your fish, eat your chicken, you understand? Eat your starch, eat your grains. And I'm saying is that we can no longer listen to a people who have already proven that they either don't know the truth, they don't care to know the truth, or they're just freaking liars. In this now moment, wisdom rests with those of us who've asked for it. Those of us who have not really bought into all of that and who have been freed from it. You understand? So real freedom is the intelligence of existence freedom. Real liberation comes when the intelligence of our being has been completely free to function as intelligence does. Always in its own best interest. Always in the best interest of the whole. Never doing anything to undermine itself, its children, its kind, its lineages, or whatever. And exalting a full effort in its being directly. Loving being. Being loving, consciously caring to be creative and creating that which is heaven on earth. You understand, the divinity of our being is so divine that we can't outthink it. We can harmonize with it. We can attune to it. But to have all of the rhetoric, you understand, all the philosophizing and theophysizing and hypothesizing and all of that, and then you're eating shit. Oh, garbage, excuse me. You understand? It's turning into feces that can't get out the body. So I'm just saying, we have to realize what day and time it is. And what is obesity? It's the evidence that you're not eating anything that your body truly recognizes as food. We're in a now moment where we have to realize what food is. Food is oxygen, it's breath. There's more in the air than we think that is there. And so being in a place and space where we are breathing fully, oxygenating the cells. The oxygen has to go through the brain cells, everything. Well, oxygenated blood. You understand? Your spirit is charged on the blood, so you want to be oxygenated. You don't want to be breathing your carbon dioxide. And for these people to mandate that that's what you do 8 hours a day, no, these people are pushing an agenda that is your genocide, and you don't have the responsibility to cooperate with it. But you're scared to do anything different. You understand? Now, you can't be in God and be scared at the same time. You can't be in fear and be faith-filled at the same time. At some point, you're going to have to really decide who you're going to follow. I'll put it this way. You've already made a decision as to who you're following. Now, how's that working out for you? The issue is, are we coming to a point in place where we are consistently unfolding, consistently growing, consistently raising forward to know that the reinstatement, the realignment, the reattunement, the sun is not going to not shine for us. It's there. It is that which gives life to us. You understand? So we've got the air, we've got the sun, we've got the fire, the air, the water, the earth, and now we have to really cleanse from the chemicals. You understand? The only way there could be the Parkinson's disease and the dementia, the senility, the Alzheimer's and whatnot is from the concentration, the accumulation, and the contraindication of the nitrates and nitrites, the preservatives, the BHA, the BHT, all of the stuff that was in all of those things that could sit on shelves indefinitely. All of the drinks that you could buy it in Florida, you could buy it here, you could buy it here. It tastes exactly the same. You buy it because it tastes exactly the same no matter where you get it. So it has to be chemical because it is not contingent upon what crop of oranges or grapes or whatever the fruit is that the juice is coming from. So these food stabilizers and enhancers and flavor, the things that constitute the similarity and the consistency of flavor regardless, these are chemicals. And the body is so intelligent that it's isolating these chemicals so that they're not readily absorbed into the bloodstream and they're becoming the cysts and the tumors. Completely cleanse them, you can cleanse them, but they would rather cut you up and pull it out now if it's cancerous, if it's so acidic that it's cancerous because your immune system has been so badly compromised from the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the aspartame, the equal... The equal and the diet sodas and all of this stuff that just really puts you in a place and space where you are in this brain fog. And you know you're in a brain fog because you know that it's not snapping. You're not where you used to be. You used to be really on it. Now you feel like you're getting old, but there is no old in eternity. What actually is the accumulation of all of these chemicals, the dehydration, the insufficient oxygenation, the deficiency because you did not get the minerals because you were not eating fresh fruit and vegetation. Well, sister, fruit don't agree with me. What do you mean fruit doesn't agree with you? Fruit don't agree with me. That's because you ate all that pork and beef and stuff at the beginning of the day, and then you're going to put the fruit on top of that, which is going to give you gas and flatulence and pain and bloating and this and that. The fruit agrees with you. You just are not agreeing with yourself. And the doctors are going to support you in that. And they're going to say, oh, well, start your day with a good protein, Dr. Oz and all the rest of them liars. The good juice, start your day with a good protein, couple of eggs, egg whites. You understand? Who you want? Would you want somebody eating your eggs? Would you eat your mama's eggs? I'm just saying, we are paying a serious toll in price. The justice that's in full effect is the animal's justice for all of the violation. All the subjugation, all the domination, the capitalization of their bodies, their body parts, their progeny, their body fluids that are now blocking and obstructing the people's blood flow, breath flow, mineralization, and the body is being literally preserved already. So we're in a place now where we can make a decision, and the decision is to exalt a full effort in your living. And in order to really do that, then you have to exalt a full effort in your clearing, your cleansing, consecrating your body so that it is re-enthroned, cleansed through purification so that the spirit of the living God and goddess that you actually are is completely re-enthroned in its temple. But the temple can't be the place where gods and goddesses reside, where the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys are residing also, creating all of this stench and filth and disease. And this programming is called The Meeting of the Inner Circle. The inner circle are the ones of us who really care to get inspired and motivated, to get activated, to be charged, to be in a place and space where we are caring to be tuned in, tuned up, turned on, turned out, showing up and showing out as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, never absent, all pervasive, filling all spaces, is the source of all being. And it did not send us here to perpetuate death, or to feel as though there is some profit in being out of alignment. The real profit and the real wealth and the real riches is in being in harmony with its will, its way, its love, its light, its peace, to be poised as a point of it, to be in a place and space where you know that we are in such a divine time, because the yokes of oppression, we can cast them off right here, right now. But you have to be in a place where you care to do it, where you can be forgiving and releasing and letting go of the resentments, the anger, the frustration, and all of those things that whittle away at your mindfulness, your attending to and giving attention to that which beats your heart and breathes you, because there is nothing greater than it. And in the midst of it all, in light of it all, you've got to really be intensely intentional in living, loving, honoring, exalting, enhancing. You understand? Because the way of light and the way of light workers and light beings, and there are so many of us on the planet right now, you understand, of all hues, of all races, of all ones. But you are being called. You say many are called and few are choosing, few are chosen. No, many are called and few are chosen. But we have the opportunity to choose, and to choose life, and to exalt it, and to rejoice in the blessedness of it. And so on behalf of the whole of existence itself, on behalf of every atom and every cell of your being, I'm encouraging you to realize that you need oxygenation, you need water, you need mineralization, you need cleansing, you need support. And your number for life support is 678-760-9299. And I'd love to hear from you. If you've been listening to me any of the years of the 21 years that I've been on this for airwaves, then drop me a note at adamaspeaks@gmail.com. And let me know what you've been doing and listening. I also have a Friday evening Zoom at 8 o'clock for those who need more support than what they're getting on the radio in terms of the more expeditious clearing, cleansing, consecration, purification, renewal, rebirth, elevation, exaltation, and resurrection. It is our time to rise. And so it's our time to give. It's our time to realize that you are the wealth. You understand? And by the time you look at where the cocoa is coming from, the cacao, the coffee, the gold, the oil, all of that, I don't know how these people say America is the richest country in the world. Really? I don't know. I mean, you got the most sick and deluded people. You understand? It's just really bizarre that we continue to exalt these lies. You understand? Now, if we want it to be the truth, then we're going to have to be the truth. You understand? We have to, if they can't just tell the truth, then we still living in lies. You understand? The inconsistency, the contradictions, and all of that, so that we have no personal integrity in the truth of our divinity. So you're being called because you've already been chosen. Now, will you choose to remember and to be realigned in the divinity of existence itself? I pray so. And on behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, on behalf of the whole of humanity and humankind, on behalf of all of those whose blood has been spilt and is screaming from the earth, let us come to that place in space where we will stop and create a moratorium on killing. These animals that have been killed and are rotting in your intestines and whatnot, creating all of this viral, bacterial, chemical assault upon your cells, you can be freed from it. The pandemic that we were already in, with the abortions, the heart disease, the cancer, the upper respiratory disease, the strokes, the suicides, the homicides, I'm just saying, we can stop this, and this is our time to do it. Your number again for life support, 678-760-9299. And go to wrfg.org if you find value with this program. And really take the time to give something and communicate with me. Because I love you with a perfect love. And I couldn't do this for 21 years without a paycheck. Except I have purpose and know the value of what the truth and love and light and wisdom and dwelling in a peace and a poise and taking advantage of opportunities to know that we do have the right to change the frequency and the vibration, to enhance the vibration of how we walk this planet, so that we are truly living in love, because love is the fulfillment of the law, and it allows us to get beyond all of the divisiveness, all of the isms, all of the schisms, all of the things that keep us divided within ourselves. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being the blessing you are. I love you. Good night.